Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Let's also bring in Nate Wimberly, WBTV, who I did not think we'd chat with today, but he's made it back from his live TV duties at Bank of America Stadium. So you've been sitting here taking all this in. What do you think about it?
Hey, we sure that wasn't Dave Canales on the line? Because that energy level, that was Canales level energy right there.
And then
there.
Somebody thought Ricky G was Allen Iverson on the text line, too, which was actually, if you go back and listen to Ricky G in your head, that did sound like AI.
Oh, my goodness. So, all right, yeah. Man.
So last night. I mean, I had gotten in bed. I was downstairs, pick 30. I said, you know what? By the time I get upstairs and get settled in, they will have made these two picks, so I'll know who it is, and I'm going to bed.
Yeah.
And I lay down in bed, and I get a text from that dude, and I see that they did what they did, and I'm like, damn it. Now I got to get back up and go down to the TV to figure out what's going on here.
It was 11:45. I had my keys in my hand. I was about ready to hit the door.
You were leaving here?
I was leaving here, and I looked up and said, the Panthers are on the clock with 5 minutes. I was like, huh?
Right.
I was like, what's going on here? And then I just kind of just let it settle in. I was like, they made a trade. Come on. But, you know, hey, look, I'm not mad at it. I love it.
Yeah.
You know, they got the guy that they wanted. He's kind of a late bloomer. You know, last year was his best year at South Carolina. But, you know, they put a lot on his plate. He took it in. They moved him around. And he had his best year, 1,200 yards, you know, averaging 100 yards per game. Good special teams guy. He lit up last night talking about being a return guy in the league, especially with the new rules that are being established. So, you know, to me, with the personality and the way he talked, this might be a home run hit if he really balls out.
Did you see, like, it's just one stat. It doesn't necessarily mean anything standalone. But did you see in that catch and run that he hit 22.6 mm-hmm. miles per hour last year, and there wasn't a single player in college mm-mm. football or the NFL that clocked that fast on the football field. A man that big and that fast, we're sitting here forever talking about the holes on the roster. They need a talent influx. Well, big and fast is what the Carolina Panthers need at pretty much every position.
They really need that home run hitter, and this is a home run hitter that they desperately need. And when was the last time they had a kickoff? Well, Amir Smith-Marset had one last year, but – look, guys,
the kickoff hasn't mattered.
It has not mattered here for this team. And if they can get somebody that can flip the field and do those types of things, that's a special type of player. And I look at it like this. If you got him and Deontay as your starters, you slide, you know, Adam Thielen to the slot. You extend his career. He doesn't have to take all those snaps. And you put him in the slot. He was very productive last year as your number one guy. Let's slide him in a little bit. Take some of the load off of him. Maybe you extend him out a little bit longer.
And now you got speed on the outsides. Right? Exactly. Think about what that does for Adam Thielen. You got to defend the speed of
opens up the whole military.
I'm sorry, of Leggett mm-hmm. and of Deontay Johnson on the outside. What does that open up for Adam Thielen, right?
All the middle, man. They can eat. And then if you finally can figure out your tight end position, hey, look what we got here.
Yeah. Well, they're not figuring out tight end this year. And maybe Tommy Trimble gives them great snaps this year.
Maybe this opens things up for him.
It could.
You just never know.
It very well could. Now, before I get out of last night's first round, you know I'm not doing that without talking about that eighth overall pick by your Atlanta Falcons.
Look, I'm cool with it now.
You hated it at first.
If anybody saw me on Twitter last night, if I would have been at home and not at work, my TV is not mounted on my wall at home. Last night, it would have been mounted. It might not have worked out that I mounted it, but it might have been mounted and through the wall and in the backyard, bro. I was ready to just ooh. But I'm cool with this. Is a long play type of deal.
Okay.
You know, Kirk Cousins is not going to be there forever. And you just went through 3 years of quarterback hell, basically. They don't want that after Kirk Cousins leaves. And, you know, if you're not in position eight, you're not going to get this type of quarterback later in the draft. And probably not next year. So you just go ahead and do it. And, you know, I'm all right with it. I'm cool now. But yesterday, boy, I was ready to go down to the Mercedes-Benz Stadium and demolish it myself. There's still a little twinkle in me right now. That's just like,
What turned you? The realization that Kirk Cousins might be down in week four, and all of a sudden you got a decent insurance policy?
Possibly.
Okay.
But it's 2 years is, you know, in 2 years they can get out this contract.
Here's my only problem with that. And I'm not even arguing with you.
Yeah.
It's just I understand people saying it's one thing to do that with a 21-year-old quarterback.
Yeah,
you're doing it with 24. A 24-year-old quarterback.
Yeah, yeah.
So if this is the Green Bay model, you know, and you're going to let him sit a couple of years, when's he going to get his first start at 27?
Yeah, basically. I mean, look, he's going to have to hit the game. He's going to have to hit the ground running. It ain't going to be no first year. You got to learn it. Bruh, you're 27. We need you to hit the ground running. And I think he can. I mean, he's a high-end quarterback. I think he's going to be good in this thing. I'm not too down on it today. Yesterday, Terry Fontenot was going to be
Boy, I tell you what, watching that conversation with him and Arthur Blank was just fantastic. Because there was no sound. And like, we're all watching it like, what do you think he's saying to him? What's Fontenot doing with his hands right now? And he's like, he's very active with his hands. And I'm like, is that good or bad here? I can't quite tell.
He was trying to explain it away.
Oh, it's good. It was good. Nate Wimberly, WBTV in studio with us. Did you stop and get dinner at Dilworth Neighborhood Grill last night?
No, I didn't. No, I didn't, but I should have.
Yeah.
You know, somebody else did and, you know, took another grown man's hat off. Which is a foul in many ways.
It blows my mind that some people don't get that. Mm. And I still have a few people in my mentions or even on the text line, like, I can't believe you're making such a big deal out of this. And I can't stress enough, okay. I'm not. I actually think it's hilarious that David Tepper stopped by. I think it's great.
Yeah.
I really do. Like, the only thing that I was trying to impress upon a few people is he's kind of lucky that guy didn't have a really bad reaction to having his hat taken off, because it's apparent to me at this point that some of you don't realize what a sin that is for certain men. You take the hat off a certain man that you don't know, and it gets ugly real quick. And I'm not advocating for anything. I'm saying that's just a fact of life.
If you don't understand it, go try it. You'll find out. Mess around and find out.
That's all.
Mess around,
like,
and find out.
That could have gone so much worse, yes, for him if it was the wrong guy.
Absolutely.
But that's
it. And being that it's a Philly fan, boy, it really you take a Philadelphia Eagles hat, he should have caught a two-piece and a biscuit right there on the spot.
And from the wrong guy, he might have.
Exactly.
And that's it. That's the only point that I made. I mean, look at the text line. Somebody takes my hat off. You know, I'm throwing hands. Somebody takes my hat off. You know, it's hand throwing territory. Mm-hmm. I just got that text. Yeah. A lot of these, man. Somebody said taking his hat off could be considered assault and battery. Well, if the person was, you know, if he's litigious enough, you're not wrong. Like, if somebody wanted to sue him, yeah, that could have been the case. But clearly that's not what's happening here. So I don't want to over dramatize this situation. We will all move on.
Yes.
But I did feel like taking the hat off. I think it's kind of, you know, arrogant, condescending, a little bit of bullying. Like, if you want to do something, be the man of the people and buy the bar around.
Bam.
Do that.
Yes.
You know, walk in. Who do you want to make the pick? Well, says it right there. Anybody but you. The coach and the GM. Hey, just buy the bar around,
exactly.
Be lighthearted, and hit the road. But
exactly.
Otherwise, it doesn't have to be a bigger deal than it is. All right, so round two tonight, pick 39. What's the smartest thing they could do?
Jackson Power Johnson, if he's there. You got to get that center position squared away. I'm not saying that Austin Corbett is not going to play well this year. I do believe he's going to play well this year at the center position. But to your point, it's time to have that contingency plan like the Atlanta Falcons just did last night. But this is the time to do something like that, to get that contingency plan down the road. Once Corbett leaves, you can have a young player right there plugged in, ready to go. And you don't have to worry about center for a very long time. Could be your next Ryan Khalil. So Jackson Powers Johnson would be my pick. Right.
That's where you'd go.
Yeah.
I think most people would be okay with that pick.
Yeah.
I think most people. There are some folks that want a corner. There's a Mike Garafolo report, by the way, this afternoon that they might be looking at Jonathan Brooks, the running back out of Texas.
Mm-mm.
That's I at 39, no for me. The counter argument to that is, well, the Falcons just took a Texas running back at 8 last year and it worked out okay. So, but I don't know that Jonathan Brooks is Bijan Robinson, A. And B, I would think that you have greater needs than that right now. I would think. Maybe I'm wrong about that.
Between Chuba and Miles Sanders, who has a lot to prove, I think you're good with that running back this year. Maybe in the later rounds you get another running back, but that's not the move. Running back is not the move at 39. It's just not.
I believe they might be trying to bait Dallas to come up. Because did you see Jerry Jones gushing about this kid yesterday?
Yeah.
He basically told the whole world what they'd like to do in the draft. And it's like, Jerry, I thought you were supposed to keep this stuff secret. He's like, we got him high on our draft board. High, real high. It's like,
he's not a good poker player.
They're not a very good poker player at all. Not at all. Ooh, last thing before I let you go. J.J. Redick is the head coach of the Hornets.
Mm.
How do you like that?
I'm not too keen on that.
Really?
I'm just going to leave it at that. I'm just not too keen.
I've come all the way around to that. At first, I was like, hey, I don't know that you can get away with it as the first bold move, big move of Jeff Peterson's career. But the more I sit here and think about it, a lot of guys with experience have whiffed and been terrible. A. B. You know, guys like Gilbert Arenas, you know, former players in the NBA, they're laying out all the reasons they think it'll work.
They're co-signing, yeah.
I listen, I'm not saying they have to do it, but my stance is I will not be upset with them if they hire J.J. Redick.
As a first-time coach with a first-time GM, EVP of basketball operations, new owners, I just don't think you can do that. I don't see that move right there.
Who's got more cachet to walk into the locker room and tell LaMelo Ball to get his ass in gear? J.J. Redick or Charles Lee from Boston?
It's J.J. Redick. Okay. Most definitely. But I can't do this one. I can't get down with it. But if they do it, you know, it'll be a splash.
It will certainly be a splash. No doubt about it.
It'll turn some heads.
Nate Wimberly, it was great to see you, buddy.
You too, guys.
Glad you can sneak in here.
And to you guys, congratulations on being number one.
Thank you, buddy.
Well deserved.
Appreciate that. We're proud of it. You know, we work hard around here, but it's mostly about the listeners. Without them, we'd be crazy people talking in an ugly room. So.
And to the MVP smoke back there.
That's right.
That's the MVP right there.
Let's not get his head too big. It's already very, very large.
Imagine what happens if JJ comes here, baby.
He can't buy hats off the rack. His head is so big as it is, and you're trying to inflate this. He's like an 8.25. I'm not kidding.
That's a shoot.
Yeah, he's an 8.25. This man's head is massive. Anyway. Oh,
whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.